Praise God. Hallelujah. How many love the Lord this morning? I mean, I ain't talking about just because I said it. You think about Jesus and you just can't help but. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 29, 18 and 19. Jesus saves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jake. I know you stepped out, but thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you know you got to talk to me, so get ready to talk. Everybody have it? If not, look up on the screen. I'm actually reading from the Passion Translation, but we'll read it from up here first. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Passion Translation reads as follows. When there's no clear prophetic vision, thank you. Where there is no, a people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. I forgot to read verse 19. Go to 19. So be 18 and 19. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. And from the translation, a stubborn servant can't be corrected by words alone, for even if he understands, he pays no attention to you. Verse 20, I'm going to read from the Passion. There is only one kind of person who is worse than a fool, an impetus, one who speaks without thinking. I have some other scriptures to go with that, but I'm going to give four topic, if you want to use a topic, if you have no vision. Hallelujah. If you have no vision, I won't be long, but here to help you move forward. Everything been said goes right along with what I'm going to be talking about this morning. When there is no clear prophetic vision, I'm back at Proverbs 29 from the Passion Translation. New King James read, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Well, see, when you don't have no revelation, you don't have an understanding, you can't move forward. You're moving, you might as well, it's just like this. You say you married or whatever the case, or you're kidding, I'm going to the store, and you go in there and you get on your treadmill. Your husband and wife, what are you doing? I'm going to the store. Well, baby, you ain't going nowhere. You moving, but you ain't going nowhere. Well, you ain't got a revelation of how to get to the store. The revelation is get your keys to your vehicle, get in it, start it up, put it in reverse if necessary, point that car toward the store and press the gas and direct that car to the store. Well, you got to do your life the same way. You have to get in your life, start it up, get in it, point it in the right direction, and guide your life to victory. Amen. You got to point your car, your life, you got to point your life to healing. You got to point your life, get in, start it up, and get it going, and point your life to prosperity. God's done all he's going to do. Now he's waiting on you to point your life for where he done set it up for. God said, here's your victory over here, and you sitting over here, I'm waiting on God. No. Come on. Point your life. You have no revelation of what you're supposed to be doing. Praise go on. Everybody run around. Even the kids run around. You sit there. You don't have a revelation yet. Get a revelation. Hallelujah. Get a revelation. Even though I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it anyway. Glory to God. I worked hard last week. I'm just going to raise. No. I'm going to get up and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2. from the New King James Version. The Lord answered and said unto me, I'm going to tell you this why they bring it up. Bishop while ago and said, my third son, Minister Kenneth Jones. My nephew said, who is Kenneth? They all called me Uncle Mean. He didn't know who Kenneth was. Glory to God. I'm Kenneth. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2. Glory to God. Verse 2. Hallelujah. We're going to get there. Sometimes that computer takes a minute, or it takes a minute for them to find it, so we have to understand that. If you don't understand, you'd be like, what's taking them so long? Well, I understand today. I got a revelation. Praise God. 2:2. Here you go. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, talk to Habakkuk, and make it plain upon the tables. Next verse. That he may run, that who? Readeth it. Who may run? You might as well say me. You're supposed to be reading your Bible, right? Next verse. For the vision is yet for an what? Appointed time, but at the end, it shall what? That means if it's at appointed time, you got to get to the appointed time. And not lie. Though it tarry, what? I mean, it's going to take a little bit. Wait. Wait. Waiting for it means does not mean do nothing. Okay? Wait for it does not mean do nothing. I'm just going to wait till this weight come off me. I'm just going to wait. I'm waiting. See how much weight I lose. Matter of fact, going to gain some weight. Did that. Not happy about it, but hey, I'm making a change. That's why I'm preaching this message. Because it will surely what? It will not tarry. But let's go back to verse 2 first, though. What will not tarry? Verse 2. And he said to me, write the what? What won't tarry? The vision. But what you got to do first? That's where I want to go. Write the vision and make it plain. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, this New King James Version, but at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not, the Amplifier reads, it will not be behindhand on its appointed day. Verse 4 says, behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Praise God. Praise God, if you have no vision, no revelation. How are you going to, I'll skip the part. You have done a lot of talking, but not much praying. You have had desire for a long time, in a certain area, I want to do this, but have not followed many instructions. I heard Keith Moore, I meant to write it down. I recorded one of his messages on my DVR. And he was like, do what you told. People cringe up when people tell, do what you told, yes. Do what you're told. You remember this church, right? Do what you're told. Right? I ain't getting many amens. I just ain't getting very many. You got to do what you're told. If bishop say, come on, let's go clean up, guess what we're supposed to do? Go clean up. The only reason I don't make it like that, because I stay 2.5 hours away, and I'm going to work on making it to more than I've been making.